Welcome to episode 280 of the Mouse Life Podcast. I'm Samantha, your host for this week's episode. We're just going to go over the abundance of Disney news that came out this week through Disney Parks. And with me, I have Jeff.
Hello.
John.
Yo.
Jen S.
Hi, everybody.
And I think Shelby's going to start us off with one of the news stories.
So, okay, so I think I have five of them, actually, because I have stuff from, because we didn't do last week. To get us caught up. So Magic Kingdom Main Street cast members are going to have, they have new costumes that are coming out that are going to be more lightweight, turn of the century sense of style, and they're supposed to be more functional as well. So the cast members will be more comfortable because it's a million degrees.
Right.
Yes, I have. Yeah. Disney
not half inch thick polyester.
Right. No. Yeah. These look much better. Way better. And not like dark colors too. That's going to absorb the heat. Disney H2O Glow is going to return after hours. Is going to return to Typhoon Lagoon in 2024. So the after hours party at the water park is a beach bash extravaganza. And guests can immerse themselves in lighting effects, vibrant decor, high-energy DJ dance parties with some of their favorite Disney characters. New this year, cabanas will be available to rent online for if you want a more reserved private area. It will take place on 18 select evenings from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. But if you are purchase a ticket for this event, you can enter at 6 p.m.
Oh, that's an extra ticket event.
It's an extra ticket event. Yeah, it's an after-hours event, so it's going to be more. And then their tickets. Disney Cruise Line released their summer 2025 itinerary. I'm sorry, what, Jeff? I'm sorry?
It just sounds like fun.
Yeah, I always wanted
to go. It sounds like fun.
Yeah. The one year, it was like Rex's dance party, like on Toy Story in the bathroom. Like, they did like a whole thing. Yep. And
Party right? Stars Rex.
Yeah, Party Stars Rex. It's so cute.
Sounds awesome.
It does sound nice. And it's not the blazing sun, you know, so that's nice too. Still be warm enough to use the
nice
water,
time, yeah.
Not burn yourself.
Yeah. You can float around the lazy river and watch the Party Stars Rex.
Right. Disney Cruise Line released their summer 2025 itineraries. They're available to book already. So if you're interested, contact Sam and I. That's all I have. They are available to the general public. Blah, 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 blah. That's all I got on that one. And then also a new summer ticket offer was released for Walt Disney World. They have the 4-day, 4-park magic ticket. It includes one admission to each of the four Walt Disney World theme parks, total four admissions on four separate days. They also have a 3-day, 3-park ticket as well. And the 3-day, 3-park is for Hollywood Studios, Epcot, and Animal Kingdom. So the 4-day, 4-park starts at $99 per day plus tax. The 3-day, 3-park starts at $89 per day plus tax. Tickets are valid for use from April 2nd to September 28th of 2024. And that is all I have from the news of last week. Fine. Do you want to start, John, or do you want
to... Wait, how do we want to do this?
I don't know how you want to do it.
I was going
to... Let me just go? I'll go with one that nobody might know. Okay. Joy from Inside Out is getting a new meet and greet spot at Disney's Hollywood Studios starting June 10th. She's going to join other beloved Pixar stars at Pixar Plaza in Hollywood Studios. So that's lovely. And I highly recommend you go down there because it's usually dead and nobody's ever down there.
So this is her moving from the Imagination Pavilion to now Hollywood Studios.
Correct.
Did she get kicked out by Figment?
No.
She's on the other side.
She was on the other side.
Yeah.
Oh, is that where she's doing her meet and greet? Is that like that dead end?
Yes.
Yes.
You're coming out of Toy Story Land.
So where?
And you make a left. You go to One Man's Dream.
Correct.
Where?
Yeah, past the bathroom. Toy Story Midway Mania used to load. Coffee cart. Yeah. Right. Yes. Where you used to be able to go to Toy Story Midway Mania.
Toy Story Land.
Yeah, it's nice.
Not Toy Story Land, but Toy Story Mania.
Yeah, it's dead down there all the time. Nobody ever walks down there because it's.
And that's where the Jack Num Num cookie is.
Yes, because you can see the end of it, so nobody ever really, you know, they think there's nothing really down there.
That's Jack Jack's Num Num cookies down there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a giant cookie, and it's giant. It's like $6.
Chocolate chip, right?
Yep.
Oh, sounds awesome. That sounds great. I like giant cookies.
Do you want me to keep going?
Yeah, I'm looking. I was actually looking. I was actually looking for something that I think we missed last week, or I don't remember if we talked. Did we talk about the new destinations for Star Tours? I think it's April 4th, but I'm looking for it. I'm looking for the exact date. Right. I don't remember what it was.
We talked about. I don't remember. I remember us talking. You know, text about space whales.
But I don't. Do you remember what the date was?
I don't think we talked about it on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I was trying to look back to see if we remembered it. I'm going to look. Hold on.
Okay.
You go on and I'll keep looking.
Okay, yeah, I deleted it. So we have, that's not going to make sense. Comnicore Hall and Plaza is set to open this summer in Epcot on June 10th. So this is a big one. So this will be home to the iconic Epcot festivals and other celebrations. It's also going to be a perfect cool, very air-conditioned indoor space year-round for guests and their families to recharge. It'll be surrounded by serene views and exciting experiences. Mickey Mouse will be ready to give guests a hug once the new character greeting location Mickey and Friends debuts, which I'm hoping when they do that, they just don't bring him back, because I remember when the kids were little and they had all five of them there and it was incredible. You just go right down the line and Mickey and Minnie and Pluto and Donald, and it was lovely and Goofy. There's going to be a beautiful mural of all things Epcot, past and present. A geometric exterior design inspired by Spaceship Earth. Also, this is going to be home to the Encanto show as well, which is also debuting on June 10th. Celebration Encanto is going to make its debut in the Comnicore Plaza, Comnicore Hall. And this is a... It'll be run multiple times a day, inviting guests and their families to sing along with some of their favorite songs from the film. Guests will also spot Maribel and Bruno on the newly opened Comnicore Plaza stage as well. So I'm thinking it's kind of like the Frozen show in Hollywood Studios, but Encanto themed.
Correct.
Okay. That'd be cool.
I love it.
I love it as well. I'm so excited for this.
We need more.
Even though I'm missing it by a week. But it is what it is.
Did they say that was going to be like a limited run for the summer?
Yes, it's only running until September 6th, I want to say.
Yeah.
What's that, the Encanto show?
Yeah.
Yeah, September 6th, yeah.
But if it's popular, I'm hoping they extend it. Because we need more of that in the park.
Yeah.
Well, but if they switch it out with Coco, that would be really cool too. Because that's great music in that one.
It'll be all inside and air conditioned and whatnot.
Well, no, it's not going to be inside. It's going to be outside.
That's in stage. That's on the stage. The show's on the stage.
Yeah, that's going to be outside.
Oh, the stage is outside.
Correct.
Yeah, but it's got a roof and stuff.
Okay.
At least by the drawing.
When there's been so many Disney announcements that I can't even find it on Scott Gustin's thing.
Oh yeah. Do you want me to keep going?
Keep going.
Okay. So okay. You tell me when to stop. No problem. A new nightly drone show is coming to Disney Springs soon. So, no date.
May 24th.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that actually is. It's at the end of the Stickin' article. May 24th through September 2nd. So, this is also going to be limited. So, it's going to offer a special treat for visitors, showcasing Disney inspired stories brought to life with advanced drones, choreographed displays with uplifting music, and famous movie lines.
I'll tell you right now, I'll bet you, you're going to want to go to the rooftop of Paddlefish and watch this with a cocktail.
Yeah. I wonder, it's got to
be over
the
best
water.
Thing ever. It's so cool up there anyway.
Correct. Mm-hmm. It's over the water because, and the only reason why it's in Disney Springs is because they can't get approval as all. They would have to get approval from the FAA to do drones in the parks because of the parks themselves, I should say.
Mm-hmm. That would be. If it's over the water at all, that would be a great place to watch it from, I'll bet you.
Commodity, maybe they'll
sell. Or by the boathouse. I don't know where exactly it's getting set off, though. Which part of the water?
Oh, out on the docks at the boathouse? Oh, that would be great. Oh, that would be so much fun.
All right, I give
it's
up. I can't
time
find
they
it.
Did this.
I'll find it.
The Star Tours, right?
Yes.
I found it. It's April 5th.
There we go. What did you have next on your list, Shelby, or was that it?
No. This one's tiny. This is Disney's Animal Kingdom is going to be celebrating the 30th anniversary of The Lion King. Celebration is going to take place at the entire park from June 10th to
September 6th.
September 6th, thank you.
I think everything is September 6th, pretty much.
It was Labor Day. Special menu items to snack on. The Pumbaa popcorn bucket is coming back. And a lot more. I'm sure there'll be a cupcake involved. I have Disney Cruise Line stuff, and then that's it. So Disney Cruise Line has announced the name of their new ship, the Destiny. That is coming next year. Currently in Germany. Papenburg, Germany. And then it will make its way over. The theme of the boat is going to be heroes and villains. So it's going it's really cool. So it's going to, it says it's beloved Disney stories, characters, and theme park attractions for heroes and villains. So super duper cool. It says here too, it's going to, guests on board will encounter heroes and villains alike, including those from Walt Disney Animation Studios stories like The Lion King, Hercules, 101 Dalmatians, and more. So
I wonder who they'll put on the back of the boat.
Minnie.
Is Ursula going to be the godmother?
I don't know.
That'd be great.
Because unlike the things, it has Hero Minnie on it.
They did like a hero and a villain.
Yeah.
So on the Disney Parks like Instagram, they have a picture of Hero Minnie as the like the character on the ship.
Hero Minnie? Has she got a cape?
She does.
No capes. I never listen.
You were so disappointed, Shelby. It wasn't even funny when I said cape.
No capes.
Well, before I get into
that, ship will be ready next year.
Yes, because it's the one
that they bought.
They bought it pre-done, and they're like moving it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. Or I'll say they can't build one that fast.
The next one is 2026, though, right? Correct? Am I? Like the whatever
treasure,
but not the treasure. No, the treasure is later this year, right? Mm-hmm. But there's another ship that they actually are building, and that's set for 2026, or is it later? I could be wrong. I don't know. I'm not very good with Disney Cruise Line news. You have another news story?
Just that they were doing. They had people in the logs this week.
Yes.
Going down Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
Imagineers. Rumor has it that we'll get a date on during the shareholders meeting, which is happening on April 3rd. So another week and a half from when we're recording, obviously.
Yeah, I think it's going to be sooner than what we think. If it's ready to go inside.
Open by Memorial Day, maybe.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think so. I wish, but yeah. I don't think it is. I think it's going to be mid-June. If anything, at the earliest, and if not, by 4th of July, definitely. If it's for Memorial Day, I'll be shocked, and I'll be very, very excited, because obviously we're going a few days, well, the week after Memorial Day.
I want to announce a restaurant.
You want a restaurant? Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It'd be wonderful.
I want a Tiana restaurant.
There was a D23 event in New Orleans like this weekend to celebrate the 15th. Anniversary of Tiana, of Princess and the Frog, but they didn't really announce anything other than what they've been saying, that how they're going to pump the smells of beignets through the ride.
Oh my God, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, then they can't not sell them then.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They can't be making you smell beignets for the whole ride and then not have a card at the end. That would be like the stupidest thing they've ever done.
Be dirty.
Beignet ears are coming. Beignet lounge fly.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder when is the Stitch, because they're doing that Stitch every month thing this year.
Yep.
And this past month was the macarons.
Yeah, those are great ears.
And then
cute.
The previous month was pizza, and I think the first month was popcorn. So I don't know what April's thing is, but it's been a snack every month. Stitch Eats Snacks, I think it's called.
Yep.
All right. So tickets went on. I don't know if they announced the ticket pricing for D23 this week, but the big news is they announced the Disney Legends for this year, which is happening. Usually it's on the first night of the D23 Expo. It's now happening on the last day. To be honored this year would be Colleen Atwood for costume design, Angela Bassett for film and television, Martha Blanding for parks and resorts, James L. Brooks for television, James Cameron for film, Jamie Lee Curtis for film, Miley Cyrus for television and music, Steve Ditko for publishing, Harrison Ford for film, Mark Kinn for animation, Frank Oz, film and television, Kelly Ripa for television, John Williams for music, and Joe Rohde for Imagineering.
I'm surprised he wasn't already a Disney legend, right. But apparently I just missed that completely. But good list.
Yeah, it is. And Harrison Ford, you'd think he'd have got one earlier, but it's excellent.
Yeah. I actually was shocked to see that Harrison Ford did not have one. And I was kind of shocked that Frank Oz did not have one.
And John Williams, honestly. Yeah. But all very deserving. That's cool.
No beignets in a Stitch Eat series.
Oh, really?
April looks like a cake pop. And there's like some sort of milkshake for May. Donut for June. July is like, it looks like a slushy cone because it could be ice cream. Dole Whip is August. The apple, caramel apple that looks like a Mickey is September. Churro is October. Cookie is November. And then what looks like a root beer float type of deal is December, which is probably not what that is, but that's what the picture looks like. Come on, Mickey. Churro ears. Oh, not churro ears. Beignet ears. Let's go.
That would be excellent.
They can't not sell them outside of a ride to be pumped to stink of them in there.
Right. They got to sell beignets.
Although it'd be really weird to go through a swamp and smell beignets. I've been in swamps and they don't smell like donuts.
They don't smell like donuts. No.
So how do we want to do these rumors? Should I start off with the big one, which is kind of not actually a rumor, kind of news, but not official yet?
Yeah, go.
Yeah.
So I shared this with the group earlier in the week. This Twitter handle Behind the Thrills found the permits was filed for a five acre trailer compound just north of Cali River Rapids with infrastructure improvements along the BOH roadway leading directly to Dinoland. So this is the first step that something actually got greenlit. Most people believe it is going to be the what they announced during Destination D in September, which would be Indiana Jones replacing Dinosaur. And then what I have heard and was reading is a B or C ticket attraction themed to Encanto, almost like a similar dark ride to Minnie and Minnie's Runaway Railway, but not, I don't know if it's going to be trackless, but definitely an Omnimover attraction to go through the Casita, which is what we've been hoping for, at least for Encanto.
Yeah.
And then a third attraction, which would be a Coco themed carousel. Ooh. Or some sort of thing. At least that's what we were looking at for the
retheme the spinning dinosaurs to Coco.
Yeah.
The Triceratops spin.
I think it would be actually the whole
psychedelic tiger thing.
Psychedelic tiger. Oh, what's it called?
The jaguar.
Yes.
Yeah.
But not the whatever it's called. It's not an actual jaguar.
Oh no, he had wings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In that real.
Yeah. Yes, you can find us. That'd be cool.
That's it.
There you go. Yeah. I was hoping Jen came up with the thing. And then there's also rumor from Braden at Mickey Views that there is another attraction that has not been announced being worked on. And it's not just, it's a major attraction that they're saying. So another e-ticket attraction somewhere else in Animal Kingdom that is going to be added to Animal Kingdom, but nobody knows where or what it is going to be themed to. So any thoughts what we could add to people think maybe sometime an added ride to Avatar?
Mm-hmm.
We could add something water-based for the last movie, right?
Yeah.
Possibly.
An underwater.
I'm just excited that something actually got greenlit.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something being done. Yeah, that's neat.
Hopefully. Hopefully they move like Universal moves. Let's go. Chippity chop chop.
Well, let's just put it this way. Splash Mountain closed, two people test riding. It's been fast. 14 months.
No, that's been fast for them.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So they can do it.
But they didn't have to. That was a remodel.
Right, they'd have to build.
I mean, it's, the ride existed. They didn't change the ride a bit. They just
changed the track. No. That's the ass part.
Animatronics and decoration.
Yeah, but that's why I think Indiana Jones will be easy too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right, and Indiana Jones isn't going to be an exact duplicate of the one in Disneyland. It's a whole. It's yes, it's the same track, but like they're not changing the track again. It'll be a whole brand new.
No crystal theme. Skulls.
Correct.
No crystal skulls.
So based off concept art, it would be based off some kind of Mayan theme.
Okay.
That'd be cool.
That'd be cool.
Because
then it would be sort of thematic with Encanto, it's at least.
Well, the whole area is supposed to be themed to the tropical South Americas.
Yeah.
Which is exciting. Mm-hmm. But for something to actually be greenlit, and they actually have. So the things with people couldn't find this permit, because usually they used to. Obviously, everything was filed under the Reedy Creek, like RFCID.
Oh, yeah.
This was actually, the permit was actually filed under by Walt Disney World themselves.
Oh, wow.
I just want to read what let's see what it said. I didn't want to do that. I closed the wrong thing.
I do that all the time. Your agent.
I'm a month and 2 weeks away from turning 35. So yes, I am aging. So the plan consists of 4 new WDI trailers, 2 4 wide and 2 16 wide, as well as 12 wide contractor trailers, and 363 parking spaces, as well as new sidewalk and crosswalks across the entire stretch of roadway from the trailer compound to behind the Dino Land area. The overall project name appears to be Project RO. These documents are for Project ROTC, TC equals trailer compound. This definitely seems to be the beginnings of a major project, likely to be the long rumored makeover for Dinoland USA. So,
well, if the Encanto thing turns out to be what they say, that's a big deal. And that'll be a big project.
Yes. Because cool. I believe, even though, because they're going to be knocking everything, like they already demolished, obviously, Primeval War. Triceratops spin would definitely be demolished.
Right.
And then they'd redo everything in that area, adding lots more trees, it looks like, and all the fun.
I wonder what that dinosaur that stands over there could fit in my yard. What's her name? Probably need a permit for that.
Would he be taller than your house?
Yes. Her head would look over my house, probably.
That'd be cool.
Probably. Close to it. I wonder if she's hurt with her. Yeah, sure, she's hurricane resistant. She's been through hurricanes.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like we're good.
Yeah.
All right, so the next thing is also from Mickey Views. With everything now being open by June 10th, there's a rumor per his source that Test Track will be closing in late July for a year-long update. Late July of 2024, Disney yet to officially announce a closing date for the reimagining of Test Track. It's take a full year of construction work at a cost nearing $100 million. And key cast members have already been notified. So Test Track could be closing for Test Track 3.0.
I wonder what they do for it.
What do you mean?
I wonder what they'll do to it.
I don't know if they're gonna gut it.
Well, not gut it, but it's gonna be rethemed all inside. It's gonna be more. I don't say modern, more spacey, more futuristic. Yeah.
And they're trying to tie in World of Motion as well.
Mm-hmm. New vehicle.
Yeah. This is what happens when things have sponsors. GM is pouring money into this, so it's not like Disney's paying for it.
I wonder if it's still gonna go outside.
Well, that's another rumor. That they may be closing the outside, and it may be completely inside now. So we'll see.
Yeah,
that might even run it if it rains.
Yeah, that would actually be a good idea then. Yeah,
that may be what they're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just looking for my next thing that I have. There's also.
I saw that you're buying like 100 new buses. That's exciting.
Yes,
a lot of buses.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think they're adding them to the fleet so much as probably replacing some of the buses they had, but still.
Probably.
I was kind of hoping with that announcement was going to come back a Magical Express, but.
Oh, I thought about that.
And then my other rumor that is, that from what I've been reading, is there is something reported that there is something major that has been funded at Hollywood Studios. Another something that'll probably be announced at the D23 Expo in August. There's no word on what it will be. People are thinking the animation courtyard's going to get redone. So get rid of Launch Bay and then build from back there. Because I don't think they'll get rid of Disney the Disney Junior show. Maybe retheme it, but I don't think they can get rid of the Disney.
Yeah,
and obviously they're already announced. They already announced the new Little Mermaid show. So I think it's going to be so Launch Bay would be demolished, and then I'm trying to think of what they could do. So if they do get rid of, they could do Cars Land, but would they bring another? Would they bring Cars Land over, or would they bring put Zootopia back there?
Oh,
from Shanghai.
That'd be cool too. That'd be cool too.
They really, what they should do is because that would because they could make that somehow connect, and that could be just be a whole, just not just Toy Story Land, but a whole Pixar themed area.
Oh yeah, they certainly could connect.
Because isn't so. Because there's little mermaids right there, but right. If you connect, if you go back by thing, you're going towards Toy Story Land anyway. Am I wrong or am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you're adjacent to it.
Yeah,
you're at the very least running parallel to it.
Then they could retheme Rock and Roller Coaster to make that a door coaster, and maybe do another mini Cars Land, and that whole back stretch. You could
retheme Rock and Roller Coaster to Cars.
True. I just want that long rumored door coaster to come alive.
I know, that's the best idea ever.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa feels like the town would consider the giant dinosaur an accessory structure, and their size limited, so I'd need a variance.
Oh, I think you get that.
Well, how big is the dinosaur anyway? I'm trying to think. How big is that dinosaur? I mean, obviously, it's bigger than the house, but
well, no, not a whole lot.
Just exciting times. Like this has been like the liveliest week of Disney news in like forever.
Right, and it seems more so because it was so sparse for a while.
Yeah,
correct.
Mm-hmm. It was just like boom, 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 boom.
We'll get probably like we probably won't get any news this week or anything big, and then once so the shareholders meetings on the 3rd.
And then when's D23?
That is October, August 9th to fall. The 11th.
Oh, August.
Yeah. Last year it was September. This year it's August. D23, the actual expo always happens either July, August, or September, depending on when they schedule everything.
Well, when do you think they'll say what they're doing in Dinoland?
Officially? Well.
Yeah, officially. If this trailer thing has gotten out, would they say it? Would they wait until D23?
There's a possibility that we may get officially like an official closing date prior, but not get the actual detail of what's actually coming until D23.
You think they'd wait till after the summer to close it, or you think they're moving faster than that?
I don't know. See, it all depends. So the trailers, they'd have to get that all set up because that's all going to be like the main offices.
And that's going to take a few months to put in. Yeah.
Right.
When they're doing, you know, roads and sidewalks and all that's going to take a little while.
But so it's possible that they would set this up, get them, you know, get everything set up, either announce a closing date prior if they are willing to do that. I think we'll definitely hear about if Test Track is actually closing by the end of July. We'll definitely hear that probably within the next few weeks, I would think, even possibly on April 3rd during the shareholders meeting if they're going to announce anything else besides the opening date to Tiana's, but that's the expected. But that was their what people are thinking is that if they got now that Communicore Hall is going to be opening on June 10th and they announce all this stuff for the summer, this is their way of saying, hey, something else is closing. but I could definitely, I mean, I guess it all depends on how long it takes to set up these trailers, the parking area. It's a lot of parking spaces, but I guess that would make sense. 363. I don't know.
Yeah, it feels like something big going on, though. That's cool. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Finally. Allegedly, before people found this, these permits, just last week, all the bigwigs were walking around Animal Kingdom in the Dino Land area. So that's why people think it finally got greenlit. Because they wouldn't file these permits if it didn't get greenlit already.
Yeah.
Right, right. Well, good deal.
And then next week, we'll do our planned Marvel talk.
I watched the Ant-Man Quantumania.
Uh-huh.
I guess I got to watch the Marvels next.
Oh, yeah. We watched Morbius the other night.
I wasn't terribly impressed with Ant-Man. It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't terrible.
I like the first Ant-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Marvels was okay. I was more happy with the end credit scenes than anything.
Did you watch have you watched Morbius yet?
I have not. I just got through the first. I'm 4 episodes into The Bad Batch, so I still have 4 more episodes to catch up.
Yeah.
And X-Men 97 started this week.
I feel like I want to watch the last season of the old cartoon first.
Yeah, we started it, so we're on like season 4, maybe like halfway through season 4, so we're almost done.
Of the original one.
Yes.
That was good. It's funny that the new one looks just like it. It's awesome.
I didn't realize that there was that many seasons. Dear Lord, I was considering it, but now I have to watch it.
Yeah, that's why I was just going to watch the last one. Yeah, I'll watch Marvel's between now and next week. We're also watching Shogun, so we got back on.
Oh, my gosh.
It's on Hulu. It's really good. It's unbelievably good.
Because I like the original one.
Oh, yeah, it's incredible.
I loved it.
Yeah, this is incredible. This is absolutely incredible. Now, you apparently can watch it, like, overdubbed in English, but we're watching it where it's mostly in Japanese, and it's all subtitles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's only, the captain's the only one that speaks English.
Yeah.
And his translator woman, but everybody else speaks Japanese, so it's all, a lot of it's subtitled, but it's really neat because the acting in it's incredible. The people are really good. It looks, it's just really, really, really pretty to watch. It's a neat show too. We're loving that. We have one more of those to catch up. We missed a couple weeks, but that's it.
Yeah.
We don't have Sam to lead us out, so we'll just have to be gone because I know how to do that. I know good. We'll just say bye.
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 All right, bye everybody.
We'll see you. Have a good week.
See you next week. Hold on. Are we recording? That's right. Are we recording? It's next week's Easter.
I'm good. I can record. It's up to, it doesn't matter. We can also take off. It doesn't matter. Yeah. We don't do anything.
Okay, no.
We'll be good. Yeah.
All right.
All right. We'll see y'all then.
See ya.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Mouse Life's theme music provided by Shadows of Life.